الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أشرنا من المسلمين فضيل الشيخ عبد الرحمن حفظه الله في هذا الأسبوع فرق الإنسان الحديثية والإيمان بين الغيب والقلب. تفضل الشيخ مشكور.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فنستعين بالله عز وجل في استئناف درسنا الأسبوعي، نسأل الله الإعانة والدوام على طاعته وطلب العلم. قال رحمه الله تعالى: وكمال هذه السعادة، حيث انتهينا عند هذه المسألة، وكمال هذه السعادة بأمرين آخرين، أحدهما دعوة الخلق إليه، والثاني صبره وجهاده على تلك الدعوة. فانحصر الكمال الإنساني في هذه المراتب الأربعة، إحداها العلم بما جاء به الرسول، الثانية العمل به، الثالثة بثه في الناس ودعوتهم إليه، الرابعة صبره وجهاده في أدائه وتنفيذه. قال: ومن تطلعت همته إلى معرفة ما كان عليه الصحابة وأراد اتباعهم فهذه طريقتهم حقا. فإن شئت وصل القوم فاسلك طريقهم فقد وضحت للسالكين عيانا. هذه هي طريقة الصحابة. بيت عبد العزيز وبيت عبد الرحمن بن الشاي القهوة. فهذه هي طريقتهم، طريقة الصحابة الذين تربوا على القرآن وعلى هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقد جمعوا هذه الأمور الأربعة، والتي بها نالوا كمال السعادة. فلا تتحقق السعادة بكمالها إلا بالعلم بالله ورسوله ودينه، ثم العمل بهذا العلم، ثم دعوة الناس إليه وبثه بينهم، الرابعة صبره وجهاده في أدائه وتنفيذه. لأن من سلك هذا المسلك لا بد أن يتعرض للأذى من شياطين الإنس والجن، لأنهم يسعون للصد عن سبيل الله. وهذا قد حمل على نفسه العمل والعلم والدعوة إلى الله، وهم لا يريدون ذلك، يريدون الناس في جهل وضلال حتى يموتوا في الشقاء. فمن رحمة الله عز وجل أن سلك بعباده هذا المسلك وأمرهم به، وقد جاءت هذه الأربع في سورة العصر، حيث قال عز وجل: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. هذه السورة عظمها العلماء واهتموا بها وجعلوها قواعد لحياتهم الدعوية وانطلاقا لهم، حيث يقول الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى: لو ما أنزل الله من القرآن إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم، أي لكفتهم واعظا وتعليما ورسما لسبيل دعوتهم ولهذا فإن شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رسم طريقه في الدعوة إلى الله على هذه الصورة، حتى أثمر له الخير العظيم وأنشأ دولة تحكم بشريعة الله والتوحيد. وهذا الذي اعتز به الصحابة والسلف الصالح وأهل القرون الأولى، جمعوا بين الأمور الأربعة فسعدوا وقال تعالى لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل إن ضللت فإنما أضل على نفسي وإن اهتديت فبما يوحي إلي ربي إنه سميع قريب. فضلال الإنسان إنما يكون بسبب نفسه ومن هوى نفسه، وأما هدايته فإنما تتحقق باتباعه لوحي الله. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين أنه اهتدى بما أوحى الله له، ففي ذلك إشارة إلى أن المسلم لا يتحصل على الهداية إلا بمعرفة الوحي والعلم والعمل به. والداعية إلى الله لا يتحصل إلى الهداية في طريق دعوته إلا بأن يسير على ما رسمه الله عز وجل، فبما يوحي إلي ربي. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما نجح في دعوته لتحقيقه الإيمان الصادق والتوحيد الخالص، ولأنه ينطلق مما رسمه الله له، مما أوحى الله له. فهذا نص صريح في أن هدى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما حصل بالوحي. فيا عجبا، كيف يحصل الهدى لغيره من الآراء والعقول المختلفة والأقوال المضطربة؟ ولكن من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وهذا رد على جميع من خالف القرآن والسنة ممن أراد الاهتداء إما بعقله أو بآرائه أو بفلسفته أو بقوانين وضعية ومناهج بدعية. لن يتحصل المرء إلى الهدى التام إلا بالوحي، وهو العلم بالكتاب والسنة. والله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
آمين آمين، جزاكم الله خيرا.
إلى الدرس القادم إن شاء الله. الله يحفظك.
لنا ولكم دوام العافية.
آمين آمين، الله يبارك فيك.
دعوة إلى الله وفي طلب العلم.
آمين، اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله كل خير.
يا مرحبا، حياكم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أرسلنا منظر الشيخ عبد الله بن صفيق الظهيري حفظه الله تعالى. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to bless him for what he has given us of his precious time and to continue to put baraka in his time and his efforts. He began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invoking the salat salam upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that we seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in starting back up this weekly class that has been on hold for several weeks. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us his divine aid and assistance in seeking knowledge and being consistent upon doing so. We left off in the part of the text of Ar-Risala Tabukiyya by the Imam Ibn Rughayn, rahimahullah, in which he said, rahimahullah, the completion of happiness is brought about by two affairs. One of them is giving da'wah to the creation, and the second is patience upon this jihad and upon that da'wah. And thus, human perfection is brought about by four affairs. One of them is the knowledge of that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. The second is acting upon that knowledge. The third is calling others to that knowledge and giving them da'wah. And the fourth is remaining patient upon that jihad of his and its performance. And whoever has or whoever aspires to know what the Sahaba were upon, and he wants to follow them, then this is what they were upon, these four things: knowledge, action, da'wah, and patience. This is truly their path. The Shaykh comments saying the path of the Sahaba and what they were cultivated upon was nothing other than the guidance brought by the Prophet ﷺ, and they were the ones that followed these four paths, learning that guidance, acting upon it, calling to it, and remaining patient in doing so. It is only by doing these four things that a person truly can attain happiness in this life. In fact, there is no other path to happiness in this life. This is the only way. Attaining knowledge of Allah's revelation, putting it into practice, calling others to it, and remaining patient. And so this is the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn for those who wish to follow and gain his pleasure, to gain that guidance that he has sent down. Whoever does so, especially when it comes to the third affair, da'wah, whoever wants to follow this path, call others to the guidance that Allah has sent down, is bound to face sins and to be harmed by the shayateen of the humankind and the shayateen of the jinn. Because this is a responsibility. Taking it upon oneself to carry this knowledge and convey it to others is a responsibility. And it comes with its burdens and hardships. The shayateen of jinn and humankind don't want the guidance of the enemy. They want to see people lost. They want to see people astray. They want to see people die in a state of wretchedness. And so it bothers them when they see people being called to guidance. So they bother those who call them. These four affairs of the Al-Qayyim written above are found in the well-known Surah Al-Asr, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal Asr, swearing by time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, certainly humankind is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who have iman, perform righteous deeds, mutually advise one another the truth, and mutually advise one another with patience." This Surah Al-Asr, is something that is held in high esteem by scholars of Islam. And these affairs are something that they have paid much attention to in their efforts in calling others to Islam. It's as if this was their math they drew for themselves in their efforts to give da'wah. Thus we find Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah saying that if Allah had sent down and revealed nothing other than Surah Al-Asr, it would have been sufficient for the guidance of humankind. It would have been sufficient for them as an admonition. It would have been sufficient for them in showing them the way to call others to the da'wah. Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah likewise drew this as a map in front of him in his efforts in calling to the Deen of Allah. And from the blessed fruits of that da'wah was the institution of an entire nation founded upon Tawheed and Sunnah. So these four affairs, knowledge, action,
power and patience of utmost importance. And what the Sahaba concentrated on. Those who followed in their footsteps, the same. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, after pointing this out, mentions a verse of poetry, saying, if you want to follow, if you want to catch up with the people, follow their path. For certainly everyone walking that path has been shown clearly the road to it. So this is it. He goes on to say, that Allah the Exalted said to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I go astray, I'm going astray only of my own accord. If I'm guided, it's only because of what my Lord has revealed to me. Certainly, He is all here and nearby. Saying, a person goes astray, it's his fault and none other than his own fault. If a person is guided, however, it's because Allah has showed him the path of guidance, and he has followed that path. This is a blessing from Allah. It also shows us how when a Muslim wants to be rightly guided, he needs to first possess knowledge of the revelation, needs to act upon that knowledge. He needs to call others to it upon doing so. This is following the path that Allah has drawn for us. This is our own. So this is Allah telling His Messenger something, commanding His Messenger to proclaim to the people that if I am to go astray, it's because of my own self. But if I am guided, it's because of what Allah, my Lord, has revealed. So the Messenger was only successful because of following what was revealed to him. This shows us clearly that what was given to the Messenger was the correct guidance. Al-Qayyim rahimahullah goes on to say, so how very amazing it is that people believe that guidance can be found in any source other than what was revealed to the Messenger, from their own opinions and their own intellect and their own differing statements, which are contradictory with one another. But as Allah says, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Whomever Allah guides, is the one who's right guided. وَمَنْ يُضِّلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. And whoever He allows to be led astray, you will find no one to guide him aright. Shaykh Allah Ta'ala commented saying, this is a clear refutation of all of those who go against the Quran and the Sunnah, thinking that they will find guidance, not therein, but rather in their own philosophies, opinions, common sense, man-made laws, or principles of bid'ah which they have invented in themselves. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and bless us with the understanding and implementation of all to whom remain patient upon that which He has revealed to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah knows best.